Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling Western Reminder Day. Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. You know, Jeannie from Eau Claire hit the nail on the head, as you would say a long time ago. This whole thing is sick, totally sick, and it goes to the roots of the GOP. You know, I was in the Army during Watergate. I don't remember it being this bad, but I want to bring up one thing that I seen or heard last night and also read it. When you tamper with a witness, that in itself is a felony with all this other stuff that's going on, correct? Is that a felony? I can't call up a witness and threaten them if I'm on trial. That's my question. This whole thing is, you're right, Gene, this is sick. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, right. No, that is. Let me respond before I get back to the lines. Witness tampering is a felony. And what Paul is saying is, at the very end, now remember something, Cassidy Hutchinson was threatened. She got these threatening emails, and I'll tell you what, Michael Cohen got them too, that says something, a certain person has told me you're going to give a deposition tomorrow. He wants you to know he's thinking of you. He knows you'll be loyal and do the right thing. And then sometimes they put on the end, remember that he reads transcripts. Remember that he reads transcripts. Now, if you got a call like that in an organized crime case from the mafia or a drug cartel case, whoever made that call and whoever authorized it would be felons and go to jail. Right now, Cassidy Hutchinson has a security detail and is sequestered in a witness protection location with her family. She can't go out without security. She's being threatened. She's being threatened by a guy who essentially is no different from organized crime. There was a revelation at the end of the hearing yesterday where Liz Cheney said that stand by the next hearing they have, which I believe will be next week because they have postponed it from Thursday night, is going to include a witness who is called by Trump directly. Most people in the mafia have somebody else call, and then they can deny they told them that they called or to call. Trump called, and then it came out, Trump's called a lot of witnesses who have been brought before this commission. Remember, they've had many hundreds of witnesses that have been brought before this commission that you haven't seen on TV. He calls them, and he has a kind of a silky, oily way of threatening them. I know you'll be loyal. I read transcripts, you know, that kind of thing. Well, next week, we're going to see a witness whom we don't know, who hadn't seen before, who was called by Trump directly. And some of the questions that are going to be raised are, did he actually talk to him or just leave a message? Trump will claim First Amendment. I'm tired of this. Use the same standard you would in organized crime and drug cartels. So they call up and say, the big guy knows you're testifying. He knows you'll be loyal. Remember, he reads transcripts. They get indicted on a felony. Back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Dick of Madison?
Well, I'll tell you, man, after seeing that yesterday, I did see most of it. The White House had become, the rubber wall motel. You had every crackpot, total, just unbelievably unhinged people around him from between the 18th of December of 2020 and Inauguration Day on the 20th, in my mind, we basically did not have a president. He was right. So totally out of his skull to just hold on power that we had no president whatsoever. He wasn't doing his job. He should have been taken out by the 25th Amendment. I mean, it's just like Gene and Paul said, it's unbelievable what you hear and what you keep hearing. It gets worse every time they come on TV with this. What do you have to do? I mean, witness tampering isn't enough to have Merrick Garland step in, like, right now. And if it hadn't been for William Barr running interference for him and redacting half of the Mueller report, there would have been obstruction of justice charges after that.
Right. Oh, you're right. And you know something?
I don't,
Liz Cheney did say that they have referred this right to the Justice Department. And I've got to say, I am getting very antsy about Merrick Garland. Here he has a flat witness tampering thing. How about Cassidy Hutchinson? She had that conversation. Why is she in the witness protection program? Nice person, has a family. She and her family are in a witness protection program with security. They're afraid for her life. They're afraid for her life. And, that's why you prosecute these people. You can't not prosecute them. Andrew Weissman, one of the most experienced prosecutors in the world, federal prosecutor, he was the lawyer for the FBI, and he was one of the lead counsels on the impeachment. And he criticized Garland. He says, hey, wait a minute. He's just going after the guy with the fur and the horns and the war paint and who invaded the Capitol. How about the guy who sent him there? How about the guy who's threatening witnesses? Got to go to a break. Lines are open. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.